One of the major casualties of the pandemic shutdown has been the retail sector, with clothing companies taking a significant hit to their bottom lines. But for the low-paid garment workers of Bangladesh, it's a blow to their survival as retailers around the world refuse to honour orders and suspend payments. Australia's Mosaic Brands, which owns a number of labels, including Rivers, Katie's and Rockman's, has delayed payments to some factories by up to 8 months. Southeast Asia correspondent Amy Bainbridge reports.
The garment makers of Bangladesh are back at work after a month-long shutdown to stop the spread of COVID-19, but with big brands around the world cancelling orders and suspending payments, the future is looking grim.
It's not possible for us to survive for next 6 months without being paid anything.
Rabana Haq is from the Bangladesh Garment Manufacturers and Exporters Association. She says Australia's Mosaic Brands has cancelled, delayed or held payment for $15 million worth of orders. It owns labels including Rivers, Katie's, Rockman's, Noni B and Miller's. Suppliers say Kmart also demanded a 30% discount on some of its orders.
You know, when we wake up in the morning and when we have 30% discount proposals and 30% cancellation proposals from Australian buyers, it is quite astonishing.
After speaking to its suppliers, Kmart dropped that demand and agreed to pay its orders in full. It says it's extended delivery deadlines, but if they're not met, it will cancel orders without liability. Rabana Hart's calling on companies to be compassionate.
You may have a dipping margin in your profits, but it means reality. It means survival for the 4.1 million workers in Bangladesh and beyond.
The behaviour of brands around the world is being tracked by the Bangladesh Garment Manufacturers and Exporters Association and the Worker Rights Consortium. They estimate that $4.5 billion worth of orders were cancelled in April, but public pressure has meant some big brands have now pledged to pay up, including Adidas, H&M, Marks & Spencer, Nike and Uniqlo. Nazma Akhtar, a former child garment worker and now an advocate for better pay and conditions, says 1 million Bangladeshi workers could lose their jobs within months.
Our workers have no food, no shelter, and that is why we request the Australian brand, please pay the due payment.
In a statement, a spokesman for Mosaic Brands told the ABC,
in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are working with all our supply partners to try to agree to arrangements that are satisfactory for all parties. It would be inappropriate to comment while discussions are continuing.
Kmart says it's committed to ensuring garment workers are supported during this time, and it's focused on a sustainable future for suppliers and the company.
Southeast Asia correspondent Amy Bainbridge.